Let's go! Episode 37.
Like, I'm almost failing one of my classes.
You're almost
failing? I have a 70%.
How do you have a 70%?
But she's such a strict grader. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, do the one little mistake where she'll, like, deduct 5 points.
That's crazy.
And I'm, like, really nervous because I needed this class to pass and graduate. If I don't pass this class, it's going to legit mess up my whole entire thing.
Don't stress about it like that. You could just go to ASU and take the class there again.
I know, I don't want to do that though. And plus, I'm probably, if that happens, I want to go to ASU in the fall. If that happens, I will most likely just go ahead and get this class in spring,
mm-hmm.
and then go to fall. Mm. But I really don't want to fail it. But anyway,
I did want to tell you, for ASU, when you get there, you automatically get to go into the gym for free. The gym is nice.
Oh yeah, ASU has good gyms.
You need to go in there. It's really nice. They have like 3 levels.
Why do I gotta go in there?
I'm just saying you need to go there because it's nice.
And
like, they have basketball courts, and like, I love balling up in my free time. Uh-huh. It's really nice, stress relief.
Brian, you're kind of intense today.
What do you mean intense?
I don't know. Never mind. I forgot.
Are you saying straight people are just intense all the time?
No, I'm just trying. I'm just trying to crack jokes, and you're over here like, I'm just saying it's nice, and I'm like, oh, well, oh. I was just saying, like, are you calling me fat?
Are you trying to fight me right now?
No, I'm not.
Calling me fat?
No, you call me fat.
You calling me fat? You said I'm big boned.
No, I said your big ass is falling on the ground on your first day.
Oh, so you are calling me fat?
No.
You just said it.
If I did, when we go to ASU, because I am going to ASU, I think we should go to the gym.
I'm down.
I would love to do cardio.
You know that I've never been in the pool that's there.
Yeah, well, I would never.
Really? Why?
Are you joking? Do you know how many
people pee in there?
Not even that. We know STDs. ASU people got.
Oh, this is very,
ASU very is a party.
Well,
I don't think that campus is a party one.
It's not going to be bad. Nothing happens over there. It's pretty chill.
I think Phoenix College, that's a party.
Downtown,
that's a party.
Or Tempe. Tempe.
Boy. Tempe is the party. Party.
You need to be careful out there, my boy.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Wait, are you going to go to the fair this year?
I want to, but I mean, my friends don't watch this. So last time I sent a message. It was a little shady. I sent a message to the group chat,
uh-huh.
and I was like, because we were planning on it, and we have a tradition.
Montana.
We have a tradition.
Wait, say it like that. Montana.
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 My stomach is hurting. So you know how we have a tradition of going? So we have a tradition of doing pumpkin carving, Friendsgiving.
I thought it was pumpkin patch.
No. Pumpkin carving, Friendsgiving, and fair. Mm. And we were like, yeah, let's do it, because we didn't do it last year, because we haven't been in, like, consistently.
Mm.
So then this year I was like, guys, let me know what day we can come pumpkin carve and go to the fair, because they all told me we want to do it this year. Mm. And I was like, cool. So then I messaged, nobody answered me. Mm-hmm. A whole day passed.
For the fair, it's the Arizona State Fair. It's the biggest fair in Phoenix. Just wanted to tell people.
Yeah, it's so fair. And a whole day passed.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I went on there and I unsent my message.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah, on Facebook.
I didn't know you could do that.
I incensed it. I was like, I'm not going to be begging you.
Wow, all these cheaters are going to be big chilling now.
Well, I don't know, but I love y'all.
I want to go to the fair, but I just feel like I have no time.
Yeah, I feel you.
My time is like all consumed. Like, I work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and I work like evening shifts.
Dang.
So it's not even morning shifts. So like, I have no time, and then I have school. And the only 2 days I really get off for school, off is Monday and Saturday.
Right.
But those days I use it all for school stuff.
Right, same.
And my school is like really tough, so I need to make sure like I'm really on top of my work.
Is it true that ASU professors are really mean?
Not really. So a lot of people say that. A lot of people, like, I thought the transition from like going to GCC to ASU was gonna be like bad. Like,
it's the same.
Oh my god, it's like the same thing.
I'm sure.
So all the people that say like after high school, like, college is hard. Like, it's hard. But it's not as hard as people say it is.
I don't tell my kids that. I'm like, the 7th graders, I'm like, you're about to go to high school. It's very different.
You tell them that?
Yeah, but they don't.
High school is easy.
I know it is, but if I do that, so like, to get them in check.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's not, to, like, well, I'm not saying names. Yeah. I have, there's a kid in that school that's 16 years old.
Oh.
So when he graduates high school, he's going to be 20 years old.
That's wild.
Yeah, he's, whatever. But anyway, you want to end it?
Wait, I had one more thing to say. I legit forgot. Give me a second. Give me a second. Talk for a bit.
Okay. So, yeah, I sent the message. And, you know, Montana. Messaged me, and she was like, you actually did it? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not going to freaking beg you guys.
Yeah. I hate looking like that. That's why I never like messaging first.
Right. Like, I'm over here, like, taking the time out of my day to be like, hey. Are
you trying to keep that connection?
Dude. Honestly, like, I'm so over just reaching out to people.
Because it feels like you're wasting your time. And, like, it kind of hurts you, too. It kind of hurts. Because, like, wow. I'm over here trying to start, like, talking, but you don't give me that effort that I'm trying to give you that effort.
Where are that?
Give me a second. Well, it's been 2 seconds. I know. Now I'm getting a headache because I'm trying to, like, think
what
about
is, it. ASU, the fair, teachers, high school, about middle school.
Something like that.
I don't have no clue.
Oh, I remember now. What? I saw a TikTok where a girl was saying that high school was so easy. And, like, she felt like school was so easy, like, in general. And so, like, when she went to college, she feels like she's failing. Just because it's not, like, high school. And, like, everybody thinks she's smart now because she did so good in high school. But in college now, she feels like she's stressing out more and it's harder for her to do stuff.
I agree. It is harder to do more things when you're in college. It is harder because, like, these classes, like, legit, these assignments are, like, in high school, like, you have an essay, but they give you class time to do it. Uh-huh. College is, like, every single class, you have, like, 3 assignments to do. And it's not, like, a little sentence here and there. It's, like, for example, I'm on my 4th essay on this Monday. Mm-hmm. And we started school a month ago.
Yeah.
That's an essay per week. And I'm, like, it's hard. So it's not hard. It's just you really have to work on time management and just getting yourself together. But honestly, if you fail college, like, that's your own fault. Like, there's no, it's your own fault. Like, college, they let it be known since the beginning. The professor is there to give you the material. You learn on your own. And that's very true. You learn on your own. And I agree. If you fail,
I hate that.
I know. Because it's your fault. Like, you're accountable.
I hate that. Well, that it's because I feel like school is so rushed. Like, they don't give you that time to, like, process it, learn it. It's always like, we're done with these slides. It's time to go to the next slide. We're done with these slides. We're back to the next one. It's, like, not... I feel like I'm not processing or learning it, like, correctly. I feel like all I'm doing is memorizing stuff and not, like, actually applying it.
Well, yeah, it's learning. I feel.
Well, that's because you're an English major.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah. I feel like English is, like, straight up, you're learning the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it's true.
You can't tell me. Yeah, it's
true.
You can't tell me it's true.
I've been doing the same thing for the past 4 semesters, and somehow it gets harder. I don't freaking get it.
Like, you're being more picky? They're like, yeah. Where's the commas at?
No, they're being super straight. And what honestly...
Before you start a list, what do you have to put?
A semicolon.
Yes.
Hey, that's right. All this money being spent, better. You can always use commas, but you only use commas when they're short. If it's like a long like description, like if it's like I ate apples, bananas, raspberries, those are commas. But if you said I ate
like a whole list,
like a list with more than one word, then you use them.
Mm-hmm. I remember learning them. I was like, wow.
Well, yeah. Well, clearly I'm doing something wrong. Cause Brian, we gotta end it.
Wait, I have one more question.
Oh my gosh, my
have you taken a public speaking class yet?
Oh, absolutely, and I freaking hated it. So my teacher was super cute. She was really young, blonde hair, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like this class. Then she disappeared.
She disappeared?
Disappeared, like literally they got a new professor.
Yeah.
But he was very weird, and like my teammates were super, I hate that class, gives me PTSD. My classmates were just weird.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very much an extrovert. Unless I like you, then I'm an...
Yeah, like you...
I'm an introvert, but then I'm an extrovert if I like you. Uh-huh. I hated that class. And I remember we had a speech every single week. Like, every single week was a new speech.
Mm-hmm.
So there I go, getting my big old ass up in the stadium. I'm like, dang, da, 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 da.
How would you feel before you started speaking?
Oh, absolutely nervous. I would always have to go first, though.
Bro, I felt so sweaty.
Yeah.
I felt like I would pee at any moment, too.
No, not that. I just wanted to get it over with.
Mm.
Like, legit, wouldn't be like, who wants to go first? I would always raise my hand. Because if you go first...
I don't know if you want to go last. I don't know.
I don't either. You're just prolonging the freaking...
I don't want to do that ever.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's it called? What were your speeches about?
So we had prompts. My first speech was about favorite book, movie, or music. And obviously, I did A Court of Thorns and Roses. Uh-huh. I actually still have that.
The PowerPoint?
And I think it's very beautifully made. I'm very proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second one was about a speech,
mm-hmm.
like a toast or like an award ceremony. So then I did like I was giving a speech at my sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that, and it's really
did
cute.
Did you give that speech at the wedding?
No. No, I didn't give no speech. You were there. I didn't give no speech.
Oh, you did.
But my sister, when I read it to them, they cried. It was actually really well written. I don't know why I'm struggling now with writing. Like, I should have done that.
That would have been dope.
You know, I would have cried. And then just different prompts, like, then a story, then, like, it was
a
just.
A story?
Yeah. Like, it's just. I don't know.
What type of story?
Like, just, like, we make it up. Like, it's weird. Like, that class was weird. It's such a fever dream.
That sounds weird.
It's such a fever dream. And I also had, like, this coding class. Like, it was so annoying because, like, it was easy, but, like, the teacher was really strict. Mm-hmm. But it was very much, like, click 12-point font. Click. Next step. Click double space. Click. Next. Go to this. I'll go to design and click this. Boom. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, 70 steps. And then by the end, it should look a certain way. And then you submit it.
For me, my speech class, it was legit just, like, wait, for yours, did they do, like, minute by minute, they were increasing it for every speech? It would be, like, 1 minute first speech, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That's what we did, too. And I think the first speech was, like, us talking about another classmate. Like, we would interview them, and then we would, like, basically, like do something, like... And, like, every time I would make a speech, Sebastian, every time I make a speech, I have to make people laugh. If I make people laugh, that's how I know, like... My speech is good enough.
I'm getting PTSD.
You don't
because
do that?
Okay, honestly, look, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not, like, trying to be, like, yeah, I'm the best. But when I would do speeches, I'm very much, like, I don't force humor. My humor, if I try to be funny, I'm not funny. I feel like my humor is just my personality. Like,
you have
my
to go off the cuff?
Like, I'm just, like, I just say dumb things, and people find it genuinely funny.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. And speeches, when I would do my speeches, like, people would laugh. Because I have some, like, I wouldn't intentionally be funny, but I would just put, like, things that are kind of like...
Wait, so when you were up there, did you have like note cards and stuff and like write down what
you
were going to say?
Yeah, we'd have it on there.
Like full ass note cards of what you're going to say or just like little bits?
No, like for my full speech.
I try to do little bits and sometimes I would forget what I'm
saying. No, I would not try to memorize. I would lose points, but I'm like, no, I'm going to have my speech
full
printed.
Speech.
I'm not about to memorize no
50 pages. You're trying to look dumb, like stutter.
Yeah. But I hated... I literally wanted to get up and punch people who tried to be funny.
Really?
And it was just cringe. I hated
people who tried.
No, I hate. I know you do. I don't understand why. And that just makes me uncomfortable.
That's why you don't like watching The Office, huh?
I love The Office. Are you joking?
But that's nothing but cringy. How do you like that?
Because it's funny.
Uh-huh.
People are just cringy and not funny. Hey, okay. Brian, we gotta end it. I gotta leave.
Oh, wait. I was gonna say one more thing.
You've been saying that for the past 15 minutes.
I know, but I really gotta say something. I really like making jokes.
I don't care.
I have to put it in the beginning. Because I'm like, if I make it laugh in the beginning, I'm Gucci. And then after that, I'm all good.
I do agree. If they do laugh, it kind of does ease you. Because it's like, okay, like,
you know,
they're enjoying it.
You're saying something interesting,
yeah,
at least.
100%. And but if you're trying to be funny and it's just not funny, I'm just uncomfortable.
People are going to be like, Sebastian hates funny people.
Like, there was genuinely some people that would go up there and they would say the dumbest fucking thing.
Like,
and I'd
what?
Be like, I'm trying to think.
My dog is cute. My dog is ugly.
Like, some people would be like, I got a dog. And my mom said, well, you got a dog? And I was like, yeah, I got a dog. And what about it?
Okay, that's too much.
It's weird. Like, I hate it. No, it's just...
Funny isn't being excited. That's not...
No,
it's people try to be exciting and make it sound like it's funny. But
it's not. I just wish I could... Oh, my God. There was one time this guy, he was black.
Uh-huh.
And he did a speech about... we had to do a speech about us.
Uh-huh.
Actually, about us.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking, he was a really good writer and a really good speaker. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave everybody in the beginning of the class a paper.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, write something about me.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, funny, because his speeches were funny.
Uh-huh.
Funny, creative, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, did anyone put black in there? That I'm black.
Uh-huh.
And nobody put that he was black.
Oh,
and then he went into like this like story about like, and then he put on the board like the color black. And then he like went into the history of slavery and then his ancestors and like how and how like being black has affected him. So he started out really funny and like it increased, he went like very deep. But then it's gonna be so fucked up. I hated that class. And you know me.
Yeah.
If I don't like being somewhere, you're gonna know.
So
I was just there and out of nowhere. Because, again, he was very funny. Even during, like, this serious conversation, he was being very funny.
Like, he had that energy.
Yeah,
that
out of,
like...
Brian, when I tell you out of nowhere in the podium, he goes like this. Not joking, for 3 minutes. And I was about to giggle. And everybody was just, like, confused. But it was weird.
What did he do?
The energy was just weird. Like, he just put it down his head out of nowhere. He looks up.
Like, legit like this?
On the podium, just down. He looks up, sobbing. He is sobbing.
Okay.
He's like, I'm sorry. It's just, this is so emotional to me.
Why do you want to giggle?
Because that was... I don't know. I don't want to say things to get... Dude, I'm getting the chills because I know my ass is going to get canceled.
But I got the chills because it was pretty deep.
It was very deep. And honestly, I remember everybody was like, honestly, like, that's her guts.
That's a good speech.
He got 100%. It was, like, it was a really good speech. It was very impactful. But keep in mind, I hated the class. I hated everybody. It was cringy. I hated speeches. And when he did that, I was literally looking around like...
You just lost it?
I was lost. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you looking down, bitch? Like, what?
I think you missed the point.
I did not miss the point, but I was very like, what are you doing? Like,
I think you don't understand. I think you didn't care for his theatrics.
Thank you, Brian. That's what it was.
Yeah. Because that's basically like
being... It was very dramatic.
I don't think... theatrics is kind of the weird word because you're making it sound like he was acting, but he's probably like, he did feel the emotion. It's just like... We can't think of another word for it.
But the thing is, I'm gonna sound messed up. It felt like acting. Like, it didn't feel genuine.
You felt like it was forced.
Felt very forced because he stayed like that for like 5 minutes. And the thing is that it was like one transition to another. Like, he was like cool, chilling, and laughing, kicking it up out of nowhere.
Like, it was like that 3 minutes is too long. It should be 1 minute.
Like, he was literally just there, and everybody was genuinely confused. Like, we genuinely were like, is this dude like okay? And then he got up and he was like...
That's kind of crazy. He was like, 3 minutes, though.
He was like, and I was just like...
Imagine if someone recorded... Because you know how sometimes they record the speeches? I bet you if they recorded the speech, they looked at the time, and it's only like a minute. It just felt like
three minutes. It probably felt like 3 minutes, but it just... It felt unauthentic. Like, the speech, what he was saying felt authentic to me. Mm. But that specific moment, I genuinely felt like he was not being genuine. Mm. Like, if you were crying through the speech, and you can tell, like, you're getting... You know when you're about to cry, your voice cracks, and I get it. But it was just so... It was out of place for me. And I just like... get me out of here.
That's a good word to say what happened. It just felt like it was out of place.
It just felt like it was out of place. And I was genuine like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up.
That's crazy.
Wrapped it up.
For my class, it wasn't like that at all. It was kind of like everybody knew each other. Everybody was joking with each other. Like, it was kind of a close class. Yeah. Like, we all kind of knew each other.
I hear about that in every single speech class.
Really?
Mine was just crap.
That's
crazy. It's because I think, again, the teacher left.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that really threw us off. Like, I feel like I didn't think that threw us off.
Maybe the teacher wasn't experienced with it.
He wasn't. He was a history teacher or something.
Oh, that's
he was, like, literally just trying his best.
Okay.
And I think that he didn't create a class culture.
Uh-huh.
He was just like, speech.
What did your teacher do the first day? The
introductions. And then she was gone.
Yeah, so our teacher, she basically did that, introductions. And then, like, she did kind of like a speed dating type of thing where all the people would be in their own little desk. And people would be moving around, meeting each other, 30 seconds, a minute of talking to each other.
That.
I kind
of
like it. I think I'm funny, so.
Of course you do.
I do it, like, right away. I'm just like, hey, I'm Brian. They call me Big Daddy around here.
Do you really say that?
When I go to work and I meet new people, I always say that. My initials are BD because I'm Big Daddy.
See, if... Yeah, I can't.
Nah, it's because, like...
Like, no, if somebody approached me, I'd literally be like, okay. I would legit dog you down.
I'd be like, I'm the pretty boy.
Damn, I have a really cringe...
Best friend. I'm telling you, I feel like if we met for the first time, I could make you laugh. I think you would appreciate my energy.
I think I would appreciate your energy, but I would 100% be like, I think he's weird.
Wow.
Like, I genuinely think I'd be like, he's a little weird.
It would be our first date.
And you'd fall.
And I'd fall, and you'd leave me, and you'd be like, this guy was cringy, and he fell.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I can't believe it.
I'd come once and be like, never again.
That's crazy. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
So, I'm not your perfect guy? I'm not your perfect man.
Absolutely not. The way you be saying females, yeah, red flag.
Oh, yeah. Some of the comments. Yeah.
All right, well, we love females, y'all. We got to end it because I got to go.
We went pretty ham.
Yeah, because you kept saying one more question.
I know, but the speech one was, like, pretty good.
I just hated that class. Like, and there was this one kid I wanted to fight himself.
Why? What are you doing?
I don't know. It was just weird, y'all. Just believe me.
It's bad.
But at the same time, I feel like people think I'm bitter.
I think you're kind of something bitter.
I don't care. But anyway, I'm going to end it.
Yeah. This is the end of the podcast. 50 minutes in. We're probably going to split this one in half. Release 1 week. Release next week. Y'all already know the process. Shout out to you guys for listening to us. You guys listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any app that you use to listen to music or podcasts on. That's where we're on. If we're not on there, hit us up on Instagram. Let's go.
Always give us feedback if you can.
Yeah, message us. Tell us what's up.
They'd be like, Sebastian has a nasty face.
Just say he's bitter about
it. Yeah, he has such a nasty face through the whole podcast. It looks like he doesn't want to be there.
Our Instagram is Gay Guy Straight Up Podcast. No spaces. Our YouTube is Gay Guy Straight Up Podcast with spaces. Do you want to talk about somebody trying to log into our Instagram?
Sure.
So someone tried to log into our Instagram like one day and like it wasn't me or Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah, I never look at that shit.
Yeah, Sebastian doesn't even log in, I think.
Yeah. I don't even have the logins. Yeah. I do, but I don't even know how to use them.
Yeah.
Or it says, I don't know. But then Brian was like, is this you? And I'm like, Brian, I can guarantee it ain't me.
It was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. or something. And I was like, what the heck? Someone's trying to look into our Instagram. I'm like, what the heck?
That's weird. Yeah, I don't like that.
So whatever. At least we have the authentication. Oh, yeah. So, like, if someone logs in, like, they tell us and blah, blah, blah. It's not us.
Us? I mean, it says you. I really don't even be looking at it. I do log into our TikTok.
That TikTok's dope.
Yeah, I do like going into
our TikTok. Even though the views have been going down for some reason.
Very. And it makes me sound like we're the only ones that comment. Because I genuinely like, I do like reading the comments. Yeah. Like, I may be seem bitter in some episodes. I'm genuinely having a good time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love talking to you. And I do like, reading the messages.
I really love the fans that, like, message us and stuff and just talk trash with us. Yeah. Especially about me. It's about how cute I am.
Yeah, I know, they're always like, that one's cute, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, let's end it. We're at 51 minutes. Hey, here you go.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Huh?
I'm like, thanks to you.
Thank you.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
That's from somewhere, where they're trying to like, thank you.
I think you're thinking about Rush Hour.
Am I?
Where the guy's like, I think his name is like, thank you or something like that. All
right, well.
All right, shout out to you guys. We appreciate y'all. Love us, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
What's that?